Mais ce nid-là.
You look familiar. Have we prayed over you before?
I don't recall.
Not in the last 50 years? How long have you been coming here?
Oh, 2.5 years.
Okay. You're fresh. We like fresh faces. It's good. You didn't need a map to get here. God divinely ordered your steps. You've even retraced your steps and even scratched your head and said, how did I actually get here? God, what were you up to? Mm-hmm. There was a little question and there was a little quest in the question. But here you are, and here you shall be. Don't be looking around, no shopping right now, no church shopping right now. This is the place God wants you, because you're gonna leave a mark here. You're gonna leave a deposit here, because the word commitment runs deep in you and your family. You come from a long lineage of committed people. They know how to commit to something. They know how to stick with it. The word commit in the Greek, paratithemi, literally means to make a deposit alongside. Jesus made the greatest deposit, right? Himself, right? And that's why Paul said, you need to commit because of the great commitment that was given unto you. He told that to Timothy. And so it produces a cycle of commitment in the believer. And you are one of those that are firmly entrenched in the cycle of commitment, because you're always reflecting on what God did for you. There's a massive reservoir of gratefulness you carry. And God says, I want you to mentor people and model gratefulness with a heart of thanksgiving. We bless the Lord. Some people just want to bless them, but it's with a heart of thanksgiving. There's the word thanksgiving is big. It's so kind of just hiding in some scriptures, but Paul put it in there on purpose, because it's like a power fuel. It's like the Holy Spirit gets really involved when we start thanking God. Some of our prayer life, Paul said, you know, that we're to give prayers and supplications in Philippians 4:6 with thanksgiving. Sometimes we just want to pour out our prayers and supplications and complaints. That's prayer for a lot of Christians, just complaining. But with thanksgiving, it adds a new twist to it. The Holy Spirit blows on it when we are thankful. Thankfulness. Wow, you're full of gratitude. You have much to be thankful for. You've come through some things. That's what you're thankful for. It's not always been easy, but here you are. Here you are. October 2025. And you look back and go, man, I'm grateful. You have much to be grateful for. You have children? Yeah. They're projects. They're good projects. Yeah. They're under construction still. And, you know, the hard part of being, when they become adults, you know, we parent differently. My wife and I say this, we keep parenting, but we parent on our knees. You can't use your hands, and you can't even hardly use anything else. It's just you talking to God, right? You parent on your knees, but God just wants to know he's the construction manager. He's given oversight to your adult children. You have grandchildren? Yeah, they're a work in progress too, aren't they? Yeah, but I tell you what, they love you. They love you, and your voice is keen. Your voice is, again, full of gratitude. I don't feel like you're going to deposit something into your grandchildren to be thankful. We live in, you know, society is just making us all demand. We want this, we want it now, we're all, and yet be thankful. And you're teaching them value, you're teaching them how to be grateful, and you're teaching them to keep their eyes on the Lord, who is the one that's going to resource them. Can I just tell you, you're not going to run out of resources. Because you've given. God has a lot of good promises about those that give with a grateful heart. You're not going to run out of resources. You're going to waltz into heaven someday at a good old age. You're not old yet. At a good old age, you'll waltz into heaven and you'll have plenty. You'll have plenty. God's going to take care of you. So you know what? There's been a little bit of time where you kind of go there in your mind and you go there a little bit. And God says, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious about that. That word anxious, in the Greek, it literally means don't have a distracting care. It doesn't mean don't care. Don't let that particular care distract you from what God has for you. But by everything, with prayer and intercession, with supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And here's what God just swoops in on that with peace. You are a peacemaker. You know how to bring peace. You've been in some feisty situations, and God has used you to bring peace. You've prayed hard. You've had those emergency prayers. God, give me something right here. God, help right now. Those quick little short, we call them, popcorn prayers. They just pop up, and because you've been in some situations, and God has used you time and again to be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. You carry that label known as the child of God, right? And I'll tell you what, when peace comes in harmony, the presence of God is restored. And you're going to help restore people in their walk with God. They're knowing the presence of God. And the key is gratefulness. Wow, it's such a drop from heaven tonight down. It's like one of those drop downs, those don't forget to be grateful. You tell people that. But what are you grateful for? Because sometimes you feel like you're a walking complaint department. People just come up and start complaining about things, right? And you're going to just stop them right there and say, so what are you grateful for? What's God been doing? And start redirecting them up to the Father, who's really taking care of everything. Can I just say God's taking care of your business? And you're going to help take care of other people in the days ahead. Amen.
The Lord is showing me that you're not an easy sell. That you just don't take things at face value. You're not going to be persuaded into anything that doesn't resonate with your soul, your mind, the word, that you're just not casual and you're not easily manipulated. And because of that, I kept hearing the word unoffendable, that when you accepted the grace of God, there was nothing casual about it. You sat down and thought about it and weighed it. And it's not, you didn't come into the kingdom through like, I'm churched, and so here I am. This is what my grandma did and my mom did, and we come and say hallelujah, and it's all hollow. You had questions, you were contemplative about it, and you wanted to know why and weigh it out for yourself, and you arrived at the conclusion, this is one sweet deal. I would be a fool not to accept this. And you weighed it, so the weight of the kingdom, of the grace of God, is not lost on you. It's not casual to you, and it's not flippant to you. It meant something to you. And the Lord shows me that people have intentionally misunderstood you and chosen, they just put their feet down on, I will misunderstand her, and I will hear everything through misunderstanding her. But he shows me that a door in, a part of their entry into the kingdom is going to be you being totally unoffended by them. Because when they come into repentance, you looking at them and saying, I forgive you, means something. Because they know there's weight to your words. And all of a sudden, grace that they've looked at as cheap will have weight behind it. And for the first time, they'll realize, this thing is not cheap. It was costly. And it'll come because a person who weighed it and measured it and found it to be sacred released it with all its weight and sacredness. It's not hollow or flippant to you. And it hit with weight for the first time when you forgave somebody. Chose not to be offended when they chose to misunderstand you. And it was almost credited, like their entry into the kingdom was like, credited to you forgiving them, you being unoffended by them, because it meant something. Your grace meant something. You released a weighty grace that's thought out. And in a world where people have cheapened it, the Lord applauds you and says, thank you for holding on to the weight of what I paid for. He esteems you for that. He's going to use it to make it weighty in other people's souls. Does that make sense? Yeah. Amen.
So they already got all that stuff. There's a call on you about prophecy. God's going to separate wisdom from the prophetic word in you. He's going to begin to speak to you, not with wisdom, but just straight prophetic about people. And maybe this has happened to you, but this is the season. And so God's going, like he's pulling back a gate. Where it's one thing to give wisdom, but it's another thing to say God says. And particularly with people. I mean, you could maybe prophesy to the United States or France or something. But when there's somebody, living person, standing in front of you, it's a different thing. And I see God like the old-fashioned elevator gate that you would pull back. Now you, okay, well, it's like they've got little metal pieces and they collapse and it rattles and opens up. I see God opening up a gate and saying that he says to you now, begin to speak my prophetic word over people. He gives you permission to do that. And he will distinguish for you between wisdom or smart stuff and the prophetic word, which is like in a different place. That's all I can tell you, is that wisdom is here, but I got this little place where it's just like God pushes a prophetic word in my head. It doesn't have anything to do with what I'm thinking. And God's going to do that starting tonight. And within a week, you're going to, 7 days, excuse me, within 7 days. So by next Friday night or Thursday night, what would be 7 days? Friday? Thursday. I thought I was, I could hear a mistake somewhere. You're going to have a prophetic word that you know is not going to be you. It's not going to be intelligence or wisdom. It's going to be straight from God. And God says, speak what I give you. He's going to open this up to you. And you've acquired gentleness. And I saw you floating on the river of God, where you don't need to control where you're going or how fast. You've come to a place of peace with God. That's what that is. But now it's time to begin to speak prophetically to the people around you. And God in particular is going to give you prophetic words for people who are in business or who are struggling with business or know they're supposed to go into business. There's something stirring them not to be a wage earner but to be a conceiver and to build something new. And you're going to be drawn to people like that. And God will give you prophetically words for them, for the entrepreneurs, for the people that don't just want to plant somebody else's road. Nothing wrong with that. But some people want to plant their own road. And God's going to give you prophetic words. And don't call it wisdom. Don't call it something else. Just say, well, God says. You got to get over that hump. Just, okay, God says. And he'll tell you, okay? Can I pray for you for that? I love this stuff. God is so much fun. He loves people. And you look at somebody, you think, God, you love that guy. And Lord, love requires talk, requires words. And Lord, give me words from you for that person. Just let them hear your love through. Okay. Father, we release that. Lord, ears to hear. Ears to hear in the middle of the odd situation on the street, not with worship music behind, anything else. Just, Lord, give her ears to hear. A mind to understand how to interpret what she hears so people can understand what you really meant and words to speak it. And Lord, put people in front of her who need to hear Papa speak to them. I ask you for that in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, I thank you for our sister Faye. We thank you for every word that you have spoken over her tonight. Pray that they would take deep root and we seal them to her, Lord. And Lord, we are so expectant for this word that she'll be receiving in these next 7 days, Lord. We stand on your word. And Lord, we are thankful for the ears, the open ears that you are giving her to hear your word and the boldness that you are loosing her tongue to speak it out to everyone who you desire for her to speak to. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thursday night. There we go. I'm going to call you.